Any comments? Open discussion?
Who engineered your septic system?
I did.
And that's just a 3,000-gallon holding tank. There's no lateral line or anything.
No, it's a 3,000-gallon-a-day septic system. It's an LPP.
You've got a drip irrigation.
Drip. Front. Yep. Subsurface drip. 10,000-square-foot drip field. To give you an idea on size. Basically, the whole... Well... Yes, exactly.
It was a big dog park.
The dog park is what got my attention.
Yeah. We're awful quiet. Any more discussion amongst ourselves to get a comfort level of direction? To get a motion for or against the application? We can move this along. Okay.
I'll second it.
We've got a motion and a second to deny the application as presented based on general compatibility. Is that correct with the neighborhood? Is there any further discussion?
And the issue with the roads.
And the issue with the roads.
And the general non-compatibility is because. That it's all residential around. That's what.
Okay.
Did you get that, Presley? Okay.
So, any further comments before we vote? Okay, again, the motion on the floor is to deny the application based on general compatibility with the residential area and the concerns with the roads. All those in favor of voting for the denial, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'll be opposed.
What was the count I was writing?
All but one.
5-1 motion carries. Okay.
Thank
you. And you're aware of the appeal process. Within 90 days from tonight's decision, there's a Board of Adjustment appeal process. You can get with us in the office and we can get with you on the process.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Okay, those for that application can go ahead and leave now if they would like.
Thank you.
Me Thompson.
I need more than that.
There you go.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, this is
fine.
Same deal.
That could have been sealed.
Okay, this one's a
special use. Well, it says
the dues are three.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a
deduction
for three, so it's not special.
Because I thought that on
the
case
limit. For which? For the next one?
For Dale.
Yeah,
maybe
and Presley can, she can, yeah.
Depends on the ground and the soil eval and all that stuff. I mean, that's the only rule. If I want to divide the ranch up, it's got to be 3 acres
right.
If I'm going to present it.
Right.
Okay, next we have MRG Group proposed vacation nightly rental and full-time use development for 16 cabins located off of Dale Avenue, Hollister. Did we lose Scott? Let's wait and let Scott come back and do his thing.
I think it's a potty break. Why don't I get a smoke break? What's up with that?
How did the room stay full? I think Scott made it one. I think he was just gone. We're ready.
Okay. All right. Case number 20-024, Projects Buttonwood Cove. Applicant MRG Group is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing the development of 16 cabins with two or three bedrooms each for a total of 48 bedrooms on approximately 2.89 acres for vacation nightly rental to be platted as condo units located off Dale Avenue, Hollister. Property will be served by private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The adjoining properties are as follows. North, single-family residential properties. East, vacant lots in the Taney County Regional Sewer District lift stations. West, a single-family home on 10 acres, and south, single-family residential properties and the Corps of Engineers property. This project received a total score of 10 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So, you guys have heard projects on Dale. Highway 165 is just north. Here's a layout with the topographic of the project. And a layout without the topographic. And then we have our standard Division 3 nightly rental, the decision of record. that, I would turn it over to the applicant. Back it off. Go out a little. Right here. State Park Marina.
Gotcha.
State Park Dale.
Yep.
Palmetto Point.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Ready to take Palmetto
Point? Well, I just hadn't got there yet.
Okay, Mike, you representing again?
I am. I got a busy night tonight.
All right.
Buttonwood is 16 single unit condominiums that are going to be 2 and 3 bedroom each. Sewer is going to be provided by Taney County Regional Sewer District. Water will be a new well on site. I did an impervious surface study for the project, and the code allows for this based on the soil type. 45% coverage with impervious surface. Based on the building footprint, the parking area, we're at 43%, so it complies with that. I did a traffic memorandum for the project, and I looked at Poverty Point on Google, and I counted the number of homes as best I could. I think I came up with 194, roughly. So I use that in conjunction with the improvement we're proposing, which would be the 16 units. And based on the residential use and a planned unit development, I get 120 trips in a 24-hour period and 6 in peak and 3 out at peak hourly. And that's based off of ITE trip generation, which is the Bible for traffic engineers. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, obviously the location with the lake, as we said earlier, I think it's near Branson Cove, which is another vacation rental community. So it seems to be compatible with the land use in the area. I guess that's it, really.
Okay. So, is there anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak on behalf of this application or for this application? Anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak in opposition? You want to go ahead? Yep.
Project is outlined in red.
My name is Don Ingram. I have a law office here in town, or in, I guess, Branson. I guess I'm not in town right now. But in any event, I live in that subdivision, the Poverty Point area. I've lived there since about 1983. I was approached about a little over a week ago by two individuals, Patrick Haygood. His property is he has the 10 acres that immediately adjoins this. And then also Peter Hershen, who's currently building a house out in the Poverty Point area. They asked me if I would represent them in opposing this, and I told them that I would. We sent out approximately about between Siesta Cove, which is to the right. In fact, I gave you a little handout, I think, that you have in front of you that has Siesta Cove and what is commonly referred to as Poverty Point, outlined in red, plus some unplatted land that goes up to Highway 165, where Dale tees at 165. And I think there are about 290-some parcels in there. We got those from the assessor's office. We sent out letters soliciting comments and opposition to this project, since this is primarily a residential neighborhood.